This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. It's always good. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, again, on the air and being part of. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live there. You can, you know, text. You just get involved in the conversation. And send me your email address, right there in the top right for our newsletter. We send it out once a week. We talk about some of the products that we're selling, topics we're going to take on, people we might have on, that kind of stuff. And again, they're not hard sells. Here's what we got going on. Here's what I'd like you to purchase. It helps. Well, you know what? Frankly, it helps keep the show on the air in your areas. Nothing wrong with that, is there? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got some of our technical stuff taken care of, and that way we're going to talk about charter schools, public schools, that kind of thing after the break. You know, remember when Barack the Obama said that, you know, what was Trump going to do? Just wave some magic wand and bring these jobs back? Remember all that? You know, we were going to have to get used to a 2% or 2.25% economy, GDP. I mean, he went all these things, and he kind of set the ground of the grounds for foundation for saying, look, this mess I created or solidified. Maybe he didn't create it. Well, actually, the Dems did create it. Go all the way back to the housing issue. But this mess is just going to be the reality of life. It's just like the mayor of London saying, you know, stabbings and killings and violence is just a way of life in a big city. Not what he was going to do to stop it, but that's what it's all about. And I guess Mr. Obama took the same mindset on when it came to the economy and everything else that he couldn't fix. Now, it's funny because somebody was talking about we've had 10 years of job growth, which means that President Obama was part of it. No, the thing had tanked so badly. I'll give that to Obama. It had tanked so badly that if you went down any further, the Chinese would own the country. I mean, that's how bad the economy was. So it only had one way to go, which was up once everybody kind of retooled their businesses. So again, there is nothing, and I'd have to talk to an economist to shore it up. But you can't give me anything that Obama put in place that actually turned the economy around. And remember, these guys were talking about how the economy was going to get worse, the stock market was going to crash, companies were going to fold if President Trump was elected. We've seen exactly the opposite happen. And now, I'm not one, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, right, we don't create, the government doesn't create jobs. Can we get that straight? When somebody says, you know, President Trump created these, he created nothing. He got out of the way for industry to be able to create jobs, bring jobs back. And above anybody's expectations, again, we had jobs growth. We had payrolls jump. So, you know, when you hear the Dems running around saying, you know, pay is stagnant, people aren't getting raises, people aren't making more money, not true. It's just a flat-out lie. Non-farm payroll rose 224,000 in June, well above what the market expected. They only expected 165,000 jobs. So you can't say, well, they underestimated a little bit. No, this was really good. The unemployment rate edged higher to 3.7%, but was still near a 50-year low. Wage growth, 3.1%. So, you know, when you look at this, if you look what's going on, you can't give Obama and Biden credit for this stuff. You know, I don't. Did I play that clip from Obama and Biden last week? No, I didn't. Okay, I will do that later on. But the payroll growth rebounded sharply in June as the U.S. economy added another 224,000 jobs. It's the best gain since January, and it was, and it's running like totally opposite of what some people thought was going to happen. A lot of people thought the employment picture and overall growth was starting to weaken. The unemployment edged up. Now, unemployment edging up, that could be so many, and we're talking about like 0.1%. That could be so many things. You know, economists surveyed said that the Dow Jones had expected non-farm payrolls to rise maybe 165,000. And not even strong there. And the unemployment rate to hold it at like 3.6%. May's initial reported growth of 75,000 had raised doubts that any market was really durable. We're going to set any kind of record. And then the May revise even came down lower. Remember, you know how I always told you, whether it's under Obama or Trump or whoever, they always revise the numbers because they're quickly put together and then they start sifting through them. It's a whole different animal. And, you know, markets, they're going to keep growing. You see them, I mean, there is no way around them popping up and down. This doesn't happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the process as a whole. Man, I'm not going to be able to do that, am I? It's not going to work. I'm going to try anyway, though, because I'm a diehard. You know what I'm saying? So, you remember last week when Joe Biden? Ain't going to happen. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Rail Side. We're going to talk about charter versus private versus public schools. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, earlier we were talking about the differences between the different kinds of education. You know, I'm a big parental choice guy. Some of you know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that I'm a trustee on a school board in California. And even though it's a, you know, technically it's a public school board, it's public education, I still think parents have a right to decide. And I think that we need to be challenged on a regular basis as to make sure that we're doing the best we can for our children. And it's called choices. It's really that simple. It's just called choices. So I've asked Dr. Caprice Young to join me. She's responsible for leading the Learn for Life schools, serving more than 40,000 students, including more than 80 learning centers in California. I could spend the whole hour talking about what her credentials are, but I just want to bring her on because I think it's important that you guys understand what's going on across the country when it comes to the education system. Dr. Young, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You know, I want you to think about that. You'll appreciate this because you're in the business. Here I am, a pro-charter trustee, and I've been reelected 3 times. So
that's awesome. I think that's great. It's pretty unusual.
Yeah, it is because they paint this picture like if you look at anything else than a quote-unquote traditional public school, then you're against public education, and that's not the case at all. So before we get into this too deep, first of all, I'd like you to explain what the difference is between charter and public and what brought charters about, if you could.
Yeah, sure thing. So I don't actually make a differentiation in terms of like the word charter versus the word public, because charter schools and traditional neighborhood schools are both public schools. And charter public schools are these are schools that a group of community leaders and teachers and parents can get together. They start their own school, and it has to be approved by the school board. And once it's approved by the school board, then the dollars flow directly to that school on a per student basis, and then they can use that money to run the school, and parents can choose to put their kids in the school. And, you know, across the state of California, we have almost 20% of the kids in California who are going to charter schools now as their public school choice.
Wow.
And it's every kind of school from a STEAM school where they're studying science and technology to schools that are like mine, especially tailored for kids who have become disengaged with school and need to catch up.
Yeah, that was a big thing. You know, when I was a kid growing up in Boston, we had the North Bennett Street Industrial School. They call it an industrial school because guys like me wouldn't hang around in a classroom. We're not going to sit in a building for 8 hours a day reading out of a book. So they gave us things to do with our hands. Even back then, when we had horse and buggy, you know, they were looking for different ways to teach kids like us. Now, charter schools have a little bit more latitude to be able to come up with different ways of teaching and for kids to learn and different programs to keep them in school. Because a lot of these kids can't or won't, I won't say can't,
yep,
they won't sit in a traditional class environment, will they?
No, the traditional class environment just isn't for everybody. And 25 years ago, the state of California adopted the legislation that allowed the creation of charter public schools. And that they did that specifically so that we could begin creating innovative schools to teach students that have different kinds of needs. So in my schools, for example, we have kids that are learning cybersecurity and competing in Air Force contests around showing how they can catch hackers. We also have kids who are learning to be veterinarians. We have students who may have fallen behind, and so we work with them to catch up. And, you know, in all of our schools, if a kid says, well, I can't come to school because I don't have childcare for the baby that I just had, we say, you know, bring your baby to school. So those are the kinds of freedoms that charter schools have to be innovative and to reach students who would otherwise drop out.
Yeah, but you know what? The other thing, too, with this is, again, coming from my time and where I grew up, is some of these kids have family obligations where they're, you know, family businesses, they're working for family. They need other ways to get education. As you said, they catch up on credits. I know in my district that your organizations help these kids get caught up in credits, and they come back, they graduate back at their neighborhood high school, if you would.
That's true. One third of our kids, you know, they fall behind, they come to us, they catch up, and a third of them go back to their traditional schools and graduate with their friends, and then the rest stay and graduate on their own with us. And it just depends on what the students really want and really like. And we focus on making sure that they graduate ready for college, and even in a lot of cases having taken a community college course or two, and ready for jobs. And so we have partnerships with employers to make sure that all of our kids get employed as well as ready for college.
Yeah, that's the other thing is that traditional public schools, we We've been teaching the same way for, I think, 200 and some odd years. And it's not disparaging the quote-unquote, I want to call it traditional public schools, because people have this idea of both. But, you know, it's kind of the same way. They're very much bound by certain rules and certain ways of doing things. The thing I love about the charter school, especially in your case, is I've been up to the printing program that you have up there, right? And the thing that, it wasn't the printing, you ready? Don't get upset with me. It wasn't so much the printing that impressed me. It was the fact that these kids were learning how to do business from start to finish. When you came in, they took your order. They had to place the order. They had to get the inventory. They had to do everything a business owner would do to print their product.
Including keeping the books and
yes.
making sure that they have enough T-shirts to print on for your product. They're learning entrepreneurial skills so that here, let me just say
that's real life.
And what I expect with this generation is they're not going to go out and get a job. They're going to have to go out and make their own jobs. And that's kind of the way of the world this year. This generation, even if you go and get a job, like apply for a job and get put into a position, you're only as secure as your ability to do great work. And so I'm looking at a generation, a lot of whom are out thinking about how to work for themselves and how to create new businesses. I'm actually really excited about this next generation because they are so energetic and entrepreneurial.
Yeah, and the approach, and again, I want to be clear about this with people there. I'm not putting down the basic public school system, if you would, but there's a difference in approaches towards education. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more going on. We're talking about public versus charter, if you would, and the education system in this country. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry joining President Trump in the East Room of the White House to talk about environmental issues.
At the Department of Energy, we have championed both the historic development of our nation's resources and the technological breakthroughs that are just literally cascading across this country in ways to use energy more cleanly, more efficiently than anyone ever thought possible before.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the formation of a new commission, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Pompeo described the objectives.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs will provide me with advice on human rights grounded in our nation's founding principles and the principles of 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Please answer the question.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. Coming off the heels of July 4th, this is great. And can we stop calling it July 4th? I mean, I was saying this the other day. Right, I mean, when you celebrate your birthday, my birthday's on the 23rd of a month. I never say to my mom, hey, or never everybody says to me, happy 23rd, right? They don't do that. They say happy birthday. So how about happy birthday, America? Happy Independence Day. God bless. Great country we live in. We need to keep that moving forward. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Or you can sign up for text messaging, right? We text you when the show's coming on, what we're going to be talking about. You text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. And you know what? We've been talking about this for a while, and I keep telling you guys, if you didn't pay attention, if you didn't get involved, if you didn't engage, we were going to see some problems in our education system. Because we've been doing it for the same way for forever. And we need to have more options for our kids. Our parents need to have more choices, and our kids need to truly have more choices. So I've asked Dr. Caprice Young to join me. She's responsible for leading the Learn for Life schools, serving more than 40,000 students, including more than 80 learning centers here in California, Ohio, Michigan, and, you know, the charter school. I don't want to call it a charter school movement, all right, because that makes it sound like it's some kind of fad for the day. It's not a fad for the moment. It's actually a public school. In essence, it's part of the public school system. It's paid for by public funds. And as in the traditional public schools, there are bad apples and good apples, right? And in this case, I consider them a good apple because Career Tech Ed was my thing. And the school has latched onto this, and they're running down that road, and it's what our kids need to learn. Anyway, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much, Dr. Caprice.
My pleasure. It's great to be on.
So let's talk about the differences, if you would. You know, let's just talk about approach. One of the things that traditional public schools have a hard time doing because it's very education world oriented is creating partnerships with businesses, creating partnerships with local businesses, you know, small mom and pop businesses. You don't seem to have that same issue in the charter world.
We don't. It's much easier often to have a partnership with charter schools because charter schools can make decisions faster than traditional public schools do. We can, you know, we can turn on a dime and be able to do things differently. And that makes a whole lot of difference. So I'll give you an example. I got a call just 9 months ago from folks at UPS saying, hey, we are going to need to hire 20,000 people every winter for our big season. And we need people who know what the global logistics system is all about. We're going to hire them as package handlers, but they have to understand how things work and where they go. And we said, great, we'll train them. And now our students are getting trained in global logistics and going right into jobs with UPS. And we were able to make that decision and jump on board with that in just a matter of a couple of days. And, you know, you're on a school board. Imagine how long it would take to get approval to do that.
Yeah, it's you know what? Any way you look at this, I keep telling people, when you get big government involved, it takes forever to move things. It takes forever to make things happen. And, again, when it comes to, you alluded to it earlier, we have more and more entrepreneurs growing up. We have more and more entrepreneurs out there. They need to understand how to do business. They need to understand how to do things on their own and move on their own. And I think that's one of the big benefits of a charter or, you know, an alternate learning school, if you would.
Yeah, well, and let me say that there are a lot of things that traditional school districts could do to be kind of more with the times and more with preparing kids to get jobs and into college. It's just that there's so much, I don't know, lethargy in the system. It's like they have these piles and piles of rules stacked on their shoulders, and that keeps them from making good choices for the students.
Well, yeah, but is some of what I've seen happen over the years now, watching both work hand in hand, is that remember that in the regular traditional public school system, we're college-oriented. Everybody's going to college. We're getting everybody ready for college. We're going to push everybody towards college. Not everybody wants to go to college. Not everybody should go to college. And there's some jobs that don't require college. The difference, I think, is in the charter school world, some of those kids who can't sit still or don't want to sit in a six-hour-a-day classroom, they're already thinking forward as to what they're going to do for business, and it's a different approach. It's a different environment, and it pushes them down a different road. I've been to your computer classes. I've been to your not the horticulture. You've got the water. I can't think of it. Hydroponics.
Yeah,
the printing. I mean, I look at all this stuff, and you see these kids engaged and excited. I've even been to some districts who have specialty schools. I mean, Glendale, California has a thing called a Clark, it's Clark Magnet School. You go in there, those kids are excited.
That's a really good one.
Right. They're excited about being there. It's a school. My God, they're either really geeky or the school is doing something to light them up and excite those kids. And that's what we need to get back to.
Well, and in the Antelope Valley, one of the greatest things that we have is we have school districts that understand that one size doesn't fit all. It's one of the few places in California where you have districts and charters working together, you know, where the districts want to have schools like mine as their partners because they know that kids have lots of different needs. And there are some things that we do well, and there are other things that they do better.
Yep.
And so we can work together that way. And that makes it so that No matter what kind of learner a student is, there's a good place for that kid to go to school.
Yep, and you're also in Ohio and Michigan, too. And
those are
totally unique states when it comes to education, how education functions. But yet you're still able to get the same kind of results, correct?
Well, we were invited into Flint, Michigan, because, you know, they've gone through a real crisis there because their water was contaminated, mm-hmm. and it led to the town basically being cut in half. People were leaving in droves because they couldn't drink the water and because the manufacturing and the auto industry was leaving. And so Flint was in a mess. And we've been able to be part of
a whole effort to create a renaissance in Flint and bring back businesses. And part of that has been bringing innovative education in that's going to be able to help complement the traditional public school system by catching the kids who got disengaged and getting them re-engaged in school and getting them through. And we're seeing that kind of success in Ohio as well. And in Ohio, we've got this one family where the grandma is in our adult school program, the mom is in our teenage program, and that mom is bringing her one-year-old baby to school every day with her so that she can get through. And that's what's needed in education, is the kind of flexibility to be able to educate all different kinds of learners.
Well, you know, that's just something you have to help dispel, okay? Everybody thinks a charter school or what they call a continuation school or any of those are off for those kids, you know, the ones that don't, you know, they can't sit still and they're problematic. That's not the case. These kids have other things going on in their lives, and they go on to go to some great colleges, don't they?
They do. And actually, when you think about it, you know, a lot of people think, well, high school dropout, that must be a kid who's lazy or who's a troublemaker. And when you meet our kids, all of whom could be, called, quote, dropouts, although not anymore because they're going to school with us now, you find out that they're taking care of a sick parent, or their parents have been deported and a 17-year-old taking care of four kids who still live here, or they've got full-time jobs because they have to, you can go down this list. They're busy, 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 living their lives, but wanting to get an education. And 40% of our kids actually do go on to college. That's a pretty high number considering that they all came to us after having dropped out of high school.
Yeah, and you know, and again, people need to understand that. Look, in the 70s, you're talking about a dropout kid. I dropped out of high school because in the 70s, I was making $350 a week. I was making more money than some of the teachers were making. All right? What do I need high school? What do I need education for? I'm already making more money than you. And then I lost that job, and my dad did a very smart thing, and I realized, okay, I was never going to get ahead unless I finished high school. So I went back and finished and got my diploma. But it was, you know, it was a different era at the time, and some of these kids today, entrepreneurship today is different than it was back then. And they've got so many more opportunities to make it. You just got to grab them. You got to excite these kids. Otherwise, they're being talked at, and they hate it. Hey, we got to go for a quick break because we believe in capitalism on this show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go.
Wow, that's a perfect bumper, right? For tonight, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look it, every night I've been doing a lousy job of it, so I shouldn't say every night because I'm going to get in trouble. But truly, we are on stations all over the country. So if you want to find out our station list, you can head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, including the station list. So if you're listening locally, if you're on your cell phone having to listen to the show, I know some of you do that, don't call the local station. Say, what is wrong with you people? Why don't you cover the show? Why don't you carry the show? Is there something wrong with you? That's what you need to do. All right, because the only way we're going to win, the only way we're going to grow and get the message out that we do, is we need to get more what's referred to as terrestrial stations on. All right? Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And a welcome, KBSN AM, out of Moses Lake, Washington. You know, it's really funny because we've now picked up three or four stations in the state of Washington, and it tends to be a bit of a liberal state. So God bless you guys for taking the show on. I appreciate the time that you give us. I really do. And let me just get back to my guest, because I'm having so much fun. I love talking about education, You know me. You know how I deal with this. I've got Dr. Caprice Young on with me. She's a national superintendent of Learn for Life schools. They're responsible for over 40,000 students, including more than 80 learning centers in California, Ohio, and Michigan. Dr. Young, thanks for being with me.
Thanks. Well, and you know, we're growing too. And since your show is on all over the country, if somebody's in an area where they don't have a Learn for Life school, they should call you and let us know, and we'll go put a school there, because we know that we're needed all over the country. There was a study done that showed that there are nearly 5 million young people between the ages of 16 and 24 who didn't finish high school, are not in school, and don't have a job.
Wow.
And those are our kids. Those are our young people, because we know that we can help them be academically successful and go to college or get a job or both, because a lot of times you need a job while you're going to college. And we want to make it so that they're successful.
You know, I tell my friends all the time, it's a lot of the guys that I went to school with, they were hands-on, you know, mechanics and that kind of stuff. And I know guys that went, like with me, they became electricians, and then they want to become electrical engineers. Well, you don't need a degree to be an electrician. Ah, but you do need a degree to be an electrical engineer. But they found their passion. Their passion was nurtured, and they fell in love with that career, and they went on with it. If you beat kids into taking a four-year college, which is what most traditional public schools do, you've got to go to college, got to go. You turn them off to education in some cases. But when you get them in there and they're involved and they have teachers that care about them, and, you know, when you've got that going on, all of a sudden that child's lit up, and they don't see education as an impossible thing. It actually becomes something they want. And I think that's what you can do, and that's what you bring to the table as well.
Well, and our schools are actually, you know, they're really different. Not every kid is going to learn it with a group of 30 kids around them.
Right.
You know, it can be really distracting. And there are kids that we've gotten who, they'll be 16, 17 years old. They'll be four grade levels behind because it just didn't work for them sitting in a big group situation. But then when they start getting the one-on-one tutoring and the one-on-one attention in small groups, they really thrive, because the teacher is teaching exactly what that kid needs instead of trying to guess what the whole group of 30. And it's amazing. Kids say, you know, until I came here, I thought I was dumb. And the truth is, the kids were just fine, perfectly bright, very talented individuals. They were just trying to learn in a situation that wasn't the right situation for them.
Yeah, no.
So,
I agree.
You know, we want to make it work.
You know, it's very obvious, again, being a trustee, we look at different ways to teach kids. And we have, you know, you have different types of learners, different issues that are going on. You try to create different programs for you. You do the same thing. But the legislature, especially here in California, they're trying to bring all this into a one-size-fits-all. They think it's only one way. And they're actually stifling the growth of, or stifling the success of, charter schools and alternate, I'll say, alternate education opportunities. Why don't you tell people kind of what's going on in California?
Yeah, well, there's this opinion that the only schools that should exist should be the ones that are run by the government instead of the public schools that are charter schools that are run by communities and by nonprofit organizations. And there are two bills that are going to be up in the California Senate on Wednesday that would virtually eliminate charter schools. It's like saying you know, we have to go back to Ma Bell, and you can only have a telephone that has a landline, and you can only call long distance on Sunday when the rates are the lowest, which is how it was when I was growing up. If you were to tell everybody you're going to have to give up your cell phones right now, there would be a revolution. And that's a little bit like what's happening on Wednesday, is that the legislature is going to be voting on forcing there not to be any more of the innovative charter schools. And that is going to be bad. It's just bad for our kids. So we're hoping that people will not just vote, but call their legislators in California and say, protect charter schools, allow us to keep having that choice. Even people who don't have their kids in charter schools, but we want them to call and say, but, you know, I at least I want to have that choice.
to put my kid or not put my kid in a charter school.
Well,
that's what we should have as a democracy.
It's back to choice. It's exactly what it's all about. You know, again, I've been doing articles about this for the last couple of weeks, and one of the things that I noticed was the Black Democrat Caucus even came out and said, don't kill charter schools. They've done wonders for us in the inner city. And just get out of California for one second. You know, I did the stories out of D.C. when Michelle Rhee was the superintendent of schools there. And she brought in charter schools. And you know what happened? All of a sudden, the public schools, their graduation rates went up because they had competition. And it was a whole different animal. I said, so what's wrong with that? What are we afraid of? That's my
Yeah, and see, there's no reason for fear.
Nope.
What we really should be afraid of is our kids not getting a great education. That is a scary prospect.
Yeah,
and if you have kids that do well in traditional public school, more power to them. Let's do it. And some traditional public schools are doing some really creative stuff.
Yep.
And at the same time, we can have charter schools that are doing creative stuff too. And then families have the ability to have the choice of where they want to put their kids. That's really what democracy is about. It's really about people being in charge of their children's own education.
Yep.
You know, we often talk about how, you want to get parents involved with their kids' education. And a lot of times when people say that, what they're saying is, well, we want them to bring cupcakes for the bake sales. They want them to be in the booster clubs. But the essence of parent engagement is picking where your kids are going to go to school. You know, and middle-class wealthy people do it all the time. They say, I'm going to buy my house because it's near this good school.
Right.
So they have choice. If you're middle-class or wealthy in the United States, you have public school choice. But if you can't afford to move from the inner city to a suburb where there are great schools, then you have to depend on a charter school being there so that you can have choice.
You know,
that's an important thing.
Don't say anything because I don't want you to get in trouble. But what I always say is the public school system is the closest to true communism that there is. And when I say that, this is what I mean. You are bound, legally bound, to send your child to that school right there in your area, even if it's the worst school in the state. And you have to fight tooth and nail to get your child a better education, you know, by getting an interdistrict transfer.
Unless you have money, right?
Right. I mean,
you're only bound into that system if you can't afford to either move or send your kids to private school.
Yeah.
So what it comes down to is rich people want choice, but they don't want anybody else to have choice.
Bingo.
And that's just not okay.
No.
And that's what's so great about California is now we've got thousands and thousands of charter schools so that people have real choice about where to send their kids to school. And I think it's only making things better. It's not hurting the traditional public schools. Sometimes people say, well, charter schools take money from traditional public schools. But that's not really true because the money just follows the kid. And I think if the problem is that our traditional public schools are underfunded, then let's fix that problem. Don't destroy charter schools. Just fix that problem.
You know, here's the deal. I have five other school districts in our area, and they kind of fight for the elementary school kids. And I always say the same thing. If you're doing your job, those kids will go nowhere. They'll stay in your district. It's really that simple.
Yep.
If you don't offer a service or offer something that the kids want, like we have different sports programs, so the kids go to different schools for that. They ask for transfers. This is a normal course of action for the day. If your school district doesn't offer something or the charter school is more appealing or more for your child, they should be allowed to go there. Look, I'm sorry to do this. You've got 30 seconds. Tell people how to get more information about you.
Everyone should just go to learnforlife.org. It's learn4life.org. Learnforlife.org. ORG. We're a nonprofit charter school, and we would love to educate your kids.
Yeah, I can personally attest to the fact that you guys do a great job. I'm going to have you on more because people need to know about this. They need to know how to fight this, and we'll put up information about what's going on and how they can get a hold of the legislator here in California. Joe Messina, your host. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. We'll be here tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.